right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Welcome to call in with a question or comment. Phil, you're going to stick with me for a little while, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Listen, a couple things I wanted to ask you. You attended a conference, I believe, not too long ago, No More Wars for Israel. Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't get the whole drift. I caught part of a show that you were on with Michael Piper, or Mark Glenn, excuse me, last week, and was there some infiltration at that event, or there was something that, negative that happened in regards to that event, or not?
Well, I really don't know everything that happened. I do know that they were promised certain things in a contract, and it wasn't fulfilled, and they didn't get the things that they were supposed to get as far as a banquet and a speaking place and so on and so forth. So we ended up in a church on Saturday night, and as bad as things did go, actually it worked out pretty good in the long run. But yeah, there was the people on the other side that did not want this event to go through, and they did block it. And there was a lot of people that flew or were going to fly completely, from different parts of the country, and some did. And it was disappointing in one way, but in another way, it was heartening that so many good people would come so far and still go away with a good outlook. And so as far as that went, I think it went pretty well. But yeah, they scared the Marriott Hotel in Irvine, California, not to allow this to go on. And Mark Glenn would know more about that than me.
Yeah, it's interesting, the overwhelming amount of influence. And again, I want to reiterate, I point back to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 in the Bible. It says, "Beware of those who claim to be Jews but are not." And what these cowardly, dastardly, evil individuals are doing is promoting an agenda while hiding behind a religion of Judaism and branding anybody that speaks out against them as anti-Semites, and destroying their careers and making life very difficult and threatening them by attacking them, just like they did with you. I think you got a threatening phone call a couple weeks ago, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah, it was about a week ago. And then over the years, I've had several. And it is the type of person that if you met on the street and saw him face-to-face, you wouldn't have the guts to approach you, but over the phone they're really big and bad.
Mm-hmm. As I said, they're cowardly, they're dastardly. They point fingers, but if you shine a light on them, they scurry like cockroaches. And I want to make the distinction here, because I'll be darned if they're going to brand me as an anti-Semite. Nobody's going to do that, because I'm not talking bad about the Jewish people as a whole. My consensus is that the overwhelming majority of the Jewish religion is just as ignorant as the mind-numbed American public as to what is going on behind the scenes here. And there's a distinction between a Jewish individual and a Zionist. And the Zionists are promoting an agenda, and these people, again, some of them are Jewish, some of them are not. I mean, I've seen pictures of Bill Clinton and George Bush both with a yarmulke on the back of their head praying at the Wailing Wall. George Bush professes to be, an evangelical Christian. Is he Jewish, Phil?
No, he's not. But
right.
He's certainly on the plate of the Zionist agenda. There's no doubt.
Oh yeah, no question about that. Okay, stick with me, Phil. We'll be back in three, and then I'm going to go to some calls. I've got Eileen, Kevin, and Becky. Hold with us. We'll take your calls when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Phil Turney.
Get Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And Phil, I guess I have a lady coming up on the line here that knows you. She attended the conference.
I've got it, Eileen.
Yes, Eileen Fleming. Yes, you're up with Michael and Phil. Go ahead, Eileen.
Hi, guys. I was there, and that's when I first had the opportunity to meet Phil at the conference. I was there to speak about Mordecai Vanunu's freedom of speech trial. And I had no clue that freedom of speech would be denied in Irvine, California, as it was, but we did get our message out, and it was when Phil said it was God that kept the liberty afloat, I knew in my heart, my spirit, my gut, that this is exactly the message these neocon, neo-Christian Zionists need to understand, that speaking out against the State of Israel is in no way anti-Semitic. It is much in keeping with what the Hebrew prophets always rose up to remind the stiff-necked Israelites, that God is a God of justice and mercy and wants us to be humble, to repent from what we have done. I was at a town hall meeting this morning challenging Senator Mel Martinez, asking him to raise awareness and speak out for justice, for the liberty. It'll be on my blog tomorrow, wearewideawake.org. And I was in Orlando Saturday at the end of the occupation of Iraq March. I was in Senator Gravel's face that day. I got his Irish up. That's already on my blog. But it is military occupation that we must come to understand is at the root of the problem. You can't talk about Iraq, Iran without going to the root, and all roads lead us to Jerusalem, and it's USA foreign policy, blind allegiance to Israel, and they are, it's 40 years of military occupation, and what they did to the Liberty Vets is just absolutely outrageous. And unless we the people rise up and demand this administration, this Congress do something, an open, independent investigation, get the truth out, and justice for these veterans, we are living in a fascist empire. This is what we are up against.
Yeah, you know, and it's these same people, you know, these strong, the AIPAC lobby, ADL, B'nai B'rith, it's these same people that are hiding, that are pushing for this draconian legislation, H.R. 1955, as I was mentioning to Phil, that basically strips us of our free speech right and turns around and is going to come after the people like myself, people like Phil, people like you as an activist. And I can tell, Eileen.
They're already doing it. I've got a link on my website that tells me my government, my military, and Israel are always in the top 20 of my readers. I've been banned and censored and demonized by the Democratic Underground website, the Daily Kos website. They're running scared. They are afraid of the truth. They can't stand, bear the light of the truth. I know God is on our side because we're on God's side. God is a God of justice, mercy. And this is what we need to do. We need to wake up these neo-Christians, and I call them neo-Christians, because they ain't doing what Christ said. Blessed are the peacemakers. They are the children of God. These John Hagee people want to bomb, torture, and occupy others. This is not Christianity. Until Christians wake up and understand this is done to our veterans, we're told to shut up. What happened to freedom of speech? This is fascism. So my Irish is way flaming up. And after my interaction with Gravel on Saturday and Martinez this morning, and talking to some of these Liberty Vets, and so far every one of them I have spoken to, all of them, it was God that kept the Liberty afloat, and it is God that will get this job done. But we got to do our part. So keep raising awareness, keep speaking out, have no fear, because the truth will set us all free. So God bless, and thank you for the opportunity to speak out.
Thank you for coming on, Eileen. Appreciate it. Phil,
okay.
She's a pretty passionate lady, huh?
Yeah, she is. She's a very super dedicated, wonderful woman. And, you know, it's people like her and you, if the American public and Mark Lynn and so many others, there's just too many. But if the American public knew what happened, they would be so outraged. I think they would be out in the streets demanding justice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is still covered up so bad. At the National Security Agency, it's a sore spot for them because there was 90% of the casualties was their men. And the secrets they have behind those doors are unbelievable, but they every time it comes up to be released, it's reclassified as more than top secret. It's one of the most secret things this country's ever had in its annals of American naval history or any type of war. And there's been a lot of atrocities, and there's been a lot of things probably happened in this that you and I will never know about or never hear about that they've gotten by with. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Let's first go to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on with Michael and Phil. Then next we'll be Becky. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Ms. Turney.
I admire you
for your courage, and you're a great example for all the patriots in this country. I have two quick points. One, would it do any good to take the Israeli government to court, you know, for a terrorist attack against American military personnel? And two, John Stadtmiller got 1-800 numbers for Congress for those of us who can't call long distance. I was wondering if maybe Mike could give those numbers back out again.
Okay,
so that all of us can call.
excuse me, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know that Rob, my roving reporter, Bishop, who was on my show first segment today, will be on John's show, and I'm sure that they will have them and they will be giving them out because we need to absolutely lambaste this Senate
definitely.
With this new bill, because if we don't, they are definitely coming after us. And it, again, is these same people, the AIPAC, the ADL, GINSA, all of these people, they're pushing against us because the truth is coming out. The people like Phil, the curtain's coming down. They're being exposed. Their Achilles heel is out in the spotlight now, and they can't stand that, and that's why they're doing this.
It's time for all the patriots to stand up and say enough is enough.
Outstanding comment. Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yes, as far as suing Israel, that is a touchy subject, but that is on the table. And we're still thinking about it. It's just to find a lawyer that will do it. And that, those are far and few between, not unless you've got millions of dollars up front, which we don't have. We're just a very small organization, and, you know, we just try to keep it together. But, yeah, nobody should be allowed to get by with murder, not even Israel. And there's no statute of limitations on murder, and there's no statute of limitations on war crimes. But there is when it comes to the USS Liberty, because I'll tell you what, the War Crimes Commission we put together and went through the Army and the Navy and everything else, everything was on our side. We proved every fact. And when the War Crime Commission stopped, it stopped right out at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and was shoved under the rug, just like it always has been.
Well, things are going to be changing. What is that song by Bob Dylan? The times, they are a-changing, and I can feel it. There's a lot of people coming out now. There's a lot of people that are seeing the light. There's a lot of people that are starting to open their mouth and say something, and I'm talking about people that have you know, a lot of weight, people that are very, very well known, people in the entertainment community. People are starting to come out now, and they're saying they're starting to choose sides, and they're starting to see that we are in the right. The truth will prevail. Kevin, anything else?
I just want to thank Ms. Turney again. Yeah, I think he's great. Thank you.
All right,
Mike.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Phil. Let's go to Becky in Arkansas. Becky, you're on with Phil and Mike. Go ahead. Becky.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Becky.
I was just wondering what cover-up was used after the Liberty. What was put out about it? I was too young to remember.
Okay, what was put out about it was that it was called a mistaken identity in the fog of war. And first of all, there was no mistaken identity, and there certainly wasn't any fog around our ship because it was a clear, beautiful day, and everybody knew who we were. It was just a setup from the beginning, and it backfired on them. And as Eileen said, you know, it was God that saved our ship, and I think it's God that keeps all of us going to get the truth out. Because when these people got by with that, I don't care if it's on the American side, the cover-up, or the Israelis doing the murdering, you know, this story has got to come out, because they didn't just attack our ship. They attacked you and your family and every American in this country. They attacked. And that's just, they can't, I mean, nobody can get by with that. Not with the most powerful country in the world, or anybody. I mean, you know, to slaughter people like that is I mean, it's just unconscionable. It's something that I'll never forget. And those poor guys, they're in my thoughts every day. As the people that are fighting in Iraq every day, they're in my thoughts.
Phil, let me insert also, is it not true that ultimately Israel apologized, you know, kind of, and then, you know, gave $6 million towards, you know, to make this right or whatever, and then our own Congress turned around, along with the $3 billion that we give them per year anyway, turned around and added that $6 million to it and gave it back?
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. And,
I mean, that's atrocious, for crying out loud.
And that was a $40 million ship, first of all, and they got $6 million or $7 million for it, and then the crew supposedly split up $6 million or something like that. But I was given $250 and sent on my way.
But, listen, okay, let's stop right there. We've got to take a break. Becky, if you have anything else, stick with us, okay? I'll hold you over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special and very, very special knowledgeable guest, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney.
Depowering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. Becky, did you have anything else for us? Oh, she is. Okay, let's go to we'll take another caller, Phil.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Mark in Alabama. Mark, you're on with Michael and Becky, or Michael and Phil. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael, Phil, how are you guys doing today?
Hi,
good.
Thank you.
Great show. Listen, I just heard a gentleman a couple of callers ago ask for the 800 numbers for the Capitol switchboard.
Yeah, have you got them?
I've got them if you'd like for me to pass them along.
Read them off.
Okay, these two are 800 numbers, and the first one is 800-828-0498. The second one is 614-2803, and the third one is 1-877-851-6437.
Okay, now before you leave me here,
mm-hmm.
I want you to do me a favor.
Sure.
All right, for all the listening audience out there, those numbers that we're just giving off were the numbers for the Senate. And what you want to do is you want to let your fingers do the walking, and you want to call in, and you want to be nice, but you want to be firm. And you want to tell these people in no way to vote for this. And I don't know what the Senate bill is, but it's H.R. 1955 that is already in the Senate. I think what they do is they renumber the bill when it goes into the Senate. But at any rate, it's the violent radicalization bill. You need to tell them to vote no on it. Now, Mark, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give those numbers out one more time, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, 1-800-828-0498, 1-800-614-2803, and the last one is 1-877-851-6437. And this is the Capitol Switchboard. You can contact, you can be transferred to either the House or the Senate. Just tell them what state and who you want to talk to. They'll know it's either the House or the Senate, either one.
Very good. Thank you so much for that input, Mark. I appreciate it. You got anything for Phil?
No, actually, I don't. This is a story that, fortunately, has been getting a lot of discussion, and I can't really add too much to it. It's very sad that it's being covered up, or that it has been covered up for so many years, but now the story is getting out, and I'm happy about that.
Well, the curtain's coming down here, and it's coming down. I mean, you know, Phil, join with me in this. When 9/11 happened, it was like, you know, it was like them hitting a beehive, and all of us little bees out there, we came out of the hive, and we were, you know, they told us which way to go to attack whoever it was that attacked us. Well, we're finding out now that the people they were pointing the finger at weren't the people that attacked us. And what the curtain's coming down on is the fact that's who's really behind this, okay? And the agenda involved in this, and the American people are waking up. I mean, I'm excited to be living in these times, because the harder we push, and just like this bill has been introduced by this you know, this Jane Harman, this socialist, I'm not going to go into any adjectives here, but they are pushing just as hard to try to suppress it. Well, it's not going to work, okay, because of guys like Phil and people like, all the networks out there and all the great journalists, Mark Glenn and Piper, and all these guys are coming out. You know what? And I'm taking the temperature of the American people. And I have to, I'll share something with both of you guys. I have a friend that I grew up with back in the Bay Area who, for many, 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 many years, was just totally against. Matter of fact, he even wrote me an email once that told me if I thought that the 19 Arab hijackers didn't hijack those jets, then I needed psychiatric help. And do you know what? Just in the last 2 weeks, this guy is now starting to call me every week, and he's starting to ask me questions.
Excellent.
And that is hope, because this guy, I thought, would never in a million years change his, you know, he's caught in that right-left paradigm, Phil, you know, Mark. He's caught in that paradigm of, you know, Democratic-Republican.
Right.
Never thought in a million years he would ever change. But things are happening at such a rapid pace now that even he is going, wait a minute, something's not right here. So he's calling me up, and he's, you know, he's telling me of his skepticism, but now he's listening. And you know what? He's not unlike millions of other Americans, Phil, who are saying, you know what? I'm skeptical, but my mind is now open. I'm listening. Because if you go back and you do the math and you do the homework, okay, the explanation that we have is the only one that makes any sense. The rest of it is all cover. Mark, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
Okay?
You guys have a good one. Bye.
Yeah. So, Phil, are you seeing progress that's being made in your journey through this?
Very slowly. It is. It's been a slow process, and I think it's going to continue to be a slow process because of who we're fighting and the people that have the power and the money. And as Eileen was saying, when she was talking to her representatives or senators in her state, they basically blew her off and went on to something else. The congressmen I've dealt with over the last 20 years and senators are scared to death. They will not say a word, and they follow the line that it was a mistaken identity. There needs to be no further investigation. There has been 12, they say, or 9 or 10. There's never been any. The only investigation that has been done was the Board of Inquiry, and it was a whitewash from day one. In fact, the man that signed off on the Board of Inquiry, Ward Boston, he's 84 years old right now, has come out and admitted that the Board of Inquiry was a whitewash. And
okay, all right, let me stop. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Phil, and we'll finish up when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty attack, June 8, 1967. And you were saying, you know, Phil, by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Phil, you were saying that, you know, these public officials, congressmen, senators, the lobbies, the Israeli lobby is so very powerful that they are afraid, they're scared to death to come out for fear of being ostracized, demonized, losing their careers. And this is why they go along to get along, if you will.
Absolutely. Paul Finley is a good example of that, a former senator from Illinois, or congressman, excuse me, very distinguished, good friend of mine. He was run out of office for supporting the USS Liberty. Also, a congressman in California was run out of office supporting this. They are powerful, and they have influence, and if you decide to cross them, you can guarantee that the other side is going to throw money at the other candidate to make sure that they get elected. Cynthia McKinney's a good example of that.
I was just that was going to be the next person's word or next person out of my mouth. Yes, go ahead.
That's a very good because she supported this. She got kicked out and then reelected and then she's gone again. But the Israeli lobby is certainly responsible for her not being in the Congress right now. And she was a very courageous woman and spoke out on behalf of a lot of different issues. And her father, I believe, if this is a quote, that if it wasn't for the Israeli lobby, she would still be in Congress. I believe that's what her dad said.
Yeah, and they keep promoting the big lie. I mean, you know, in his propaganda work, the Liberty Incident, A.J. Crystal flatly asserted the fact that there have been five official congressional investigations, and all of them have exonerated Israel for any wrongdoing,
right.
Which just goes to show you, you know, you repeat a lie often enough and people believe it.
Absolutely.
Right, and so the problem is, and this is, you know, I direct this at the new listening audience that has been mesmerized by mainstream TV. Throw your TV out. Don't listen to these people, okay, because they're paying enormous amounts of money to lie to you, to spin the truth, to make you believe something that fits their agenda and their propaganda. It's not the truth. And as you dig deeper, as you peel away the onion, if you will, and you go down that rabbit hole, you start finding out that the things that they're telling you when we try to connect the dots don't connect. There's only one way that the dots do connect, Phil. And I know you'll agree with me here. I mean, look at what's going on here, Phil. And I know you don't know a lot about this, but this H.R. 1955, who has been introduced by this Jane Harman, which Rob Bishop just came on earlier in the show and was talking about all her ties with the AIPAC lobby. These people are on a mission to silence us because they cannot handle the truth coming out. And go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 1,000%. And once they take away the messenger, then they become more powerful. And we're talking about if something like that goes through our Congress, you're right. You could end up in jail or sued or whatever. Who knows what could happen?
You're familiar with Reverend Ted Pike, right?
Yes.
Ted Pike's been fighting the hate crimes. I mean, he's been the Paul Revere. He's been fighting the hate crimes legislation since way back in 1998. And they just got this passed just here about a month ago. Okay, this, I'm not even sure whether Bush has signed it yet, but it was added as an amendment to the defense appropriation bill from Senator Kennedy, put that in there. Okay, but they keep putting this stuff in here, and this hate crimes legislation has been passed in Europe. It's been passed in Canada. It's the reason why Ernst Zundel is in prison right now for denying the Holocaust. Now, I'm not denying the Holocaust. I'm just saying, you know, I have questions about it, like many people do, but what they're doing is they're making people afraid to step up and ask the questions. Now, from my position, Phil, and I'm going to see if you agree with me here. The truth stands on its own. The truth, it has a shining beacon of light on it. And why would somebody go to the lengths that these people are going to pass legislation against people like you and people like me speaking out about events that really transpired? Why would they do that unless they had something to hide?
Absolutely, because you make them shake in their boots. And they're afraid that the American public is going to wise up. They got blinders on them. You know, I never believed for a minute that the men that were blown up in Beirut, all the Marines, they were blown up by the people they said they were blown up by. I don't believe anything my government says about that. And as far as the Twin Towers, in my opinion, and I'm speaking on my own, this is my own opinion, that's the USS Liberty, but it's just in a bigger scale. You got the American people's blood boiling, and look at where we're in a war now and probably ready to get into another one because of that.
Yeah, and it's the same. I had last week I did an expose. As a matter of fact, I've got Ryan Dawson coming up, who lives in Japan now, by the way. And I've had another expatriate on my show. You know, we have many, many people who are literally becoming ashamed to be Americans, ashamed to even live in this country because of the atrocities that are pulled out either at the behest of or in complicit in. Our government is being complicit in this. It is the tail wagging the dog, if you will, to further their agenda. And this has to be exposed. If we do not expose this, Phil, and I know you'll agree with me here, if this is not exposed for what it is, because that incident that happened to you and your crewmates 40 years ago is the same thing that's happening today. It's been happening for a long time, and it's because of the control of this Zionist Israeli lobby here that is it's the tail wagging the dog, and it is an agenda basically to globalize this entire planet. And the mind-numbed, dumbed-down American public has to wake up and see this and call it out for what it is and step up to the plate in their face and tell them who they are and forget about being branded an anti-Semite, because I'll tell you what, I've got video clips on my website of the Jewish people that are waking up and they're seeing it for what it is and they're speaking out against it and they're being ostracized and they're being beaten up over it.
No, I agree with you 100% on that. And it is without the help of the American people, there's no way to defeat them. I don't see any other way other than education. And once they get over the fear of being called a bad name, then you're going to get good people doing good things. And without that, I don't know what the answer is. I just don't know.
Well, you know, the United States of America, the American people, this particular sovereign country, is the only nation left that stands between them and total government global control. Okay, and I believe, Phil, I don't know, you know, way back in, you know, the exit speech that was made out of Eisenhower. Remember when he warned us about the military-industrial complex?
Absolutely. It's one of the best speeches ever made.
Yes, and then John Kennedy alluded to the secret societies, and that's exactly what they were talking about. Now, they didn't come out and spell it out, okay? They relied on the intelligence and the critical thinking mind of the American people to figure it out, okay? And what we have seen by our apathy, by the American people's appetite for entertainment and their apathy in this, we have seen their predictions come to fruition. And hopefully it's not too late. There is a movement, there is a revolution going on here. But the problem with that revolution going on, Phil, is that as hard as we're fighting, as many people as we are waking up, it forces the beast's hands, if you will. And they are coming out viciously at us with this latest legislation that was just put through Congress. And they slipped this bill, this H.R. 1955, Phil, they slipped this bill into the Senate before the ink was even dry on it. They've got it in the Senate. Okay, and I know that George Bush is just he's frothing at the mouth to sign this because they are scared. I don't watch mainstream TV, Phil. I threw my TV out a long time ago, but I watch clips of Glenn Beck that, you know, is trying to equate people like us with the Timothy McVeighs of the world.
Right.
And I see the fear in their eyes. I see Bill Maher with the fear in his eyes because they have chosen a side. These mainstream talk show hosts, the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys that are paid millions and millions and millions of dollars a year to lie and spin. I know that Rush Limbaugh knows the truth, and I also believe that that's the reason why he was hooked on OxyContin, is to bury his conscience, because he's so far down that road he can no longer turn around and he knows he's gone down the wrong path. The truth will stand on its own. And the truth is being brought about with the fellow crew members, you know, your deceased crew members of your vessel, the guys that have the guts like yourself and by the rest of your crew members to stand up and say, hey, you know what? That's a lie. This isn't what really happened. Let me tell you what really happened. And the AIPAC lobby and the ADL and the B'nai B'rith are just vicious about this. But we're going to stop them, Phil. We're going to stop them. We lost Phil. Are we still here? Okay. All right. Well, see if we can get Phil back on. I went off on a diatribe there. But I'll tell you what, I get really passionate about this because I can put myself, folks, in that position of being on that ship and seeing firsthand, looking into the eyes of people, as Phil mentioned, people, you know, that are on a gunship, that are looking you right in the face, people that are strafing you with napalm. And if you don't know anything about napalm, they used that in Vietnam, and it burns people alive. They were spraying that on a ship. And here's a guy thinking that, this particular nation is their ally. And in any event, this supposed ally that we have is bombing that ship to send it to the bottom to blame it on Israel. Now, does that reek? Does that remind you of anything? Okay, we had supposed 19 Arab hijackers that crashed four airplanes into towers. Okay, and then they pointed a finger at Islamic militants. Okay, and that's who did it. Well, with Ryan Dawson's expose that I gave next week, plus I'm going to have him on the air Wednesday, we might just look at another tale. There's a lot of curiosities in Ryan Dawson's expose that say, no, that isn't what happened. It was being covered, and it stinks to high heaven as the same event that happened 40 years ago. So this event that happened 40 years ago in 1967, these same – Phil's back. Are you back with me, Phil?
Yeah, all of a sudden my phone goes dead.
Isn't that interesting?
Goes dead as a hammer.
And you know, going back to Phil, you know, what happened to you a couple weeks ago with these people threatening you on the phone, it seems like, and by the way, I've had, my listening audience knows, Phil, I've had a lot of problems with technical difficulties. You know, sometimes it's on my end, sometimes it's on RBN's end, but sometimes nobody knows what's going on. And you know, interestingly enough, a lot of times it'll happen right when some really, you know, hard-hitting piece of information is going to come out. It's very interesting, isn't it? And it happens to you a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
It just goes to show you that they're listening. They're listening, and you know, the people that are being instructed to listen are compartmentalized people that are being told to do a job, being told to, you know, data mine information or whatever they're doing. And I hope as they listen, they're not just doing this for their jobs. And I'm talking about these government officials. I'm talking about the Fed. I'm talking about these people that are listening into our conversations, tapping our phone lines like I'm sure they probably have done with you in the past. And I hope they're listening to what we're saying here, because the people that are instructing them to do those jobs, Phil, are the very people that are behind what's going on.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I have two sons. One of them's in the United States Army Special Forces, and one of them's in the United States Navy SEALs. And I cautioned them about going in the military, but because I said if you ever get in a war, you're going to be fighting it for the government of Israel and not the United States. But their answer to me was, "Dad, well, I'm going in because I want to educate the people in the military of what is going on." And I'm very proud of both my sons. But I just hope they make it home safely.
Well, my prayers are with them as well. I had a veteran that just got back from overseas, an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran, and I had the chance to ask him a couple of questions, and he told me straight up, this was on my show last week, Phil, that no, people have no idea what's really going on over there. What we're being told on mainstream media is not the truth. But let's go to Jim in Texas, Phil. Jim, you're on with Michael and Phil. Go ahead.
There was a beep and a click. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Jim Lowe here in Fredericksburg, Texas. Real quick question for Mr. Turney, but just preliminary to that, confirmation, those three toll-free numbers to Capitol Hill are correct. They jibe with what I got from Stockmiller on the phone a few days ago, not on the phone, the radio. Mr. Turney, two or three or so years ago, there was a program I taped that was probably on the History Channel, I'm not sure. I think it might have been called Attack on the Liberty. It seemed to me to be a pretty fair overview of what occurred. Are you familiar with that, and is that the case?
Yes, I am familiar with it. It was a fair overview, but there was a lot of it that was
left out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you all have a DVD or a video available? The association.
Yes, we do, and it's called "Dead in the Water."
Dead in the water.
And you can order that if I may. Mike, is it okay to give out this information?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's to Mo Schaefer.
M-O-E?
M-O-E-S-H-A-F-E-R.
S-H-A-F-E-R.
Blazer, B-L-A-Z-E-R.
Blazer.
Yeah, Blazer.
Got it.
Associates.
Right.
Incorporated.
Right.
4994.
4994.
Lower. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Roswell.
Roswell, like New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Road.
Road.
Suite.
Right.
33.
33.
Marietta.
Georgia.
Georgia, correct. And zip is 30068. And it's called Dead in the Water.
Dead in the Water, got that.
And also, if you want to subscribe to the USS Liberty newsletter,
okay,
for $15 a year, it's a well worth investment because
we'll have a newsletter coming soon. From same address or
same address, and,
okay,
and you can just put a note in there per Phil, and that you listen to the broadcast or whatever. But anybody out there that wants to. And this is a tax-deductible...
Okay, I'm not worried about that.
Right, well, it's tax-deductible.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody out there, please, listening, we're a nonprofit organization.
Well, I'll put this out in our local newsletter, as well as a national newsletter I put out for the church. One last question. Is there an address? I'm not on the Internet, strangely enough. Seems the rest of the world is. But is there an address to which I wrote an editorial for a local Ron Paul meetup group newsletter on the disruption of the California conference a few weeks ago? And I'd like to send that on. I've sent one to Republic Broadcasting already. Would that filter through to y'all, or if you'd like a copy of it?
Sure. Send it to Mo Schaefer.
Okay, you've got that.
Okay, same address.
We got to take a break. Okay, Jim, thanks for the call. You've got the address. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back for the final segment with my guest, Phil Turney. Stick with us. A little bit more to come, and we'll get some closing comments from Phil.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you...
Phil, what final thoughts would you like to leave with the listening audience before you depart here today, sir?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much, Mike. You're a very gracious host and very knowledgeable, and I was very proud to be on your program, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Same to you. I'm really honored to have you on, Phil. I'll tell you that. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. What I'd like to leave with you is just a couple things, and then I'll be gone. But the first thing I want to leave is that our founding fathers were a very small group of people that brought this country together. And it doesn't take a lot of people, but and in this day and age, we need everybody we can get, the men and women that want to make this country right again. And if we don't do it, if we don't step up to the plate, and it's our obligation too, we're going to lose our country. And I think, like our founding fathers right now, would roll over in their grave if they knew what this government has done to this country. And the last thing I'd like to say is just a small quote from President George Washington's farewell address, September 17, 1796. Quote, "The nation which indulges toward another is in some degree a slave. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils, and those evils we're seeing come true today." So that is pretty much my closing thoughts.
Very well said, sir. And Phil, I want to thank you again for sharing your time with us today, because people like you and your fellow living crew members and, you know, people in the alternative networks, we're the people that are speaking the truth. We're the people that stand in the mix, stand in the way, if you will, of them being able to do or get done what they want to get done. And if we go, it's gone. Again,
absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on today. All right, thank you, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Phil Turney, folks. Phil Turney, the survivor of the USS Liberty. And as I mentioned before, what happened 40 years ago happened again 5 years ago, and it's continuing to happen unless we rip the curtain away, unless we expose this agenda for what it is, who it is, bring these people to justice. Because if we don't, it's over. Then there's no place to go, no place to run, and our children and our grandchildren will grow up in a society that, well, we probably won't even be here to recognize, but they won't recognize it. That society that when we went to school and we were taught this was the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we swore allegiance to a constitutional republic, is gone. It's up to us to get it back, folks. And if we don't get it back, nobody's going to do it for us. Freedom isn't free. It's a very fleeting thing, and it's leftist. This idea that was a constitutional republic was the greatest idea ever on the face of this planet. We have got to do everything we can do to get it back. Well, tomorrow, I've got Ryan Dawson coming up. I did an expose last week. Ties right in with what Phil Turney was talking about, the Israeli connection to 9/11. We're going to get Ryan's thoughts on that and kind of get an overview of it, get some additional information from Ryan Dawson. By the way, he lives in Japan. He's got a little clip up online on the internet that shows the difference in freedoms between Japan and the United States. A lot of people leaving, folks. Wonder why. Give it some thought. Think about it. Why would you be looking at leaving? Why would Ron, expatriate from Austin, leave this country? Why would so many other hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, leave this country? Because it's not our country anymore. We can't find it. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for my friend John Stadtmiller. He's got my roving reporter Rob Bishop coming on his show, and they're going to talk more
about Jane Harmon and that 1955 legislation. See you tomorrow, folks. Have a good rest of the day if you can. Talk to you later. Bye. Call me, wouldn't if I could.